From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. The 2013 Austin City Limits Music Festival is in the books, but we're still making our way through all the great live music. Today on the program, we'll put a bow on the festival with a few more live performances from backstage. Plus, Steve Earle, live from Studio 1A, and he remembers the first time he came to Austin.
And then at about 3:30 in the morning, Towns came in. And he started a crap game and lost every dime he had. And I thought, you know, my hero.
Also, new music from Mother Falcon and up-and-comer Max Frost. You're going to want to remember his name. Later on, Robert Cray brings the blues, and the band Death brings punk rock that dates back to 1971. And we bring you the week's music news and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Today on the program, Steve Earle and Robert Cray visit Studio 1A, and we'll also take a listen to live performances from the second weekend of ACL Fest 2013. But first, we like to kick the show off with some new music. This gentleman just signed to Atlantic Records and self-recorded the song we're about to hear. He started out playing guitar in Blues Mafia and also backed up Ruby Jane. This is from his EP Low High Low. He is Max Frost, and on the Austin Music Experience, this song is White Lies.
I was a fool.
If that voice sounded familiar, well, it should to most Austin music fans. That's Tony Scalzo of Fastball fame. He has his very first solo album out, My Favorite Year. Hard to believe it's his first. And from Tony Scalzo, that was Regretfully. We started on the Austin Music Experience with an Austinite just signed to Atlantic Records, Max Frost. White Lies is his self-recorded song from the EP Low, High, Low. We continue with a one-man band known as Possessed by Paul James, which is a guy named Conrad Wirt, who teaches school in Bernie, Texas. In fact, in his school district, he just won Teacher of the Year. There Will Be Nights When I'm Lonely is the name of his new album featuring Lloyd Maines and members of the Weary Boys. This is the title track on the Austin Music Experience, Possessed by Paul James.
So you may feel this old face and these whiskers. Well, give me your lips. Well, so I may kiss away all that pain, all that comes from damn blisters. Ah, please, oh please, know that I will always love you. And these pictures in my mind, 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 mind. Yes, oh yes, there will be nights when I'm lonely, as we cry ourselves to sleep. Our favorite bar, oh, with all of our friends, oh, the friends that we love. Ah. Oh, and damn, yes, you looking so good in your half piece and jeans. Won't you come to my car? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please, oh, please, know that I will always love you. And these pictures in my mind, 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 mind. Yes, oh yes, there will be nights when I'm lonely, as we cry ourselves to sleep. Do it again. Hey! Please, oh please, know that I will always love you. And these pictures in my mind, 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 mind. Yes, oh yes, there will be nights when I'm lonely, as we cry ourselves to sleep.
You were down the hall.
That was the Austin Orchestral Collective known as Mother Falcon, upwards of a dozen members at any given time, and Porcelain from their recent second album, You Knew. I went back to that album because I've been hearing that track by Alejandro Escovedo and Mother Falcon on the All ATX CD, and it brought me back to You Knew, you know? And Possessed by Paul James is the one-man band who was before Mother Falcon. There Will Be Nights When I'm Lonely is his new album. We heard a live take on the title track recorded in Studio 1A. Coming up, Lissy and J.D. McPherson, both recorded backstage at ACL Fest 2013. Hall of Famer Robert Cray live in Studio 1A. And Steve Earle with a couple of classics in a moment as our program continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas music history, we'll celebrate a pioneering woman in country music. Helen Hall was born on October 20, 1927 in Navarro County, Texas. She began playing guitar and fronting a band with her husband, a bass player, shortly after the two married in 1944. In 1954, Hall and her band began performing regularly on the Big D Jamboree, where she appeared on the bill with Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, and other now legendary artists. Helen Hall was one of the few women to perform regularly on the show. She also was one of the few singers to write many of her own songs, some of which address the challenges women faced in the world of honky-tonk music.
It's all right with me if I don't know about it. You tell me I'm your baby, I'm beginning to doubt it. Get me a pistol, put an end to your fun. The things I won't do to you just ain't been done. When you said got a year to roam, you want me bad, just come on home, all right.
Ooh. Helen Hall retired from the stage as the Big D Jamboree wound down in the 1960s. However, she was an inspiration to a number of other female country artists, many of whom have performed and recorded her songs. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. The Gourds are taking a break. This week, the Austin Rock and Roll Band announced that after 19 years together, they're going on hiatus. The Gourds' Kevin Russell explains why the group decided to split for a while.
We've been together a long time, and we just felt like at this point, the garden variety creative differences has become such that we just felt like it was good to step away from it for a little while and see how we felt about it. It truly is about that. We all love each other and we care about each other, and that won't ever change.
Russell adds that he doesn't know how long the hiatus will last. It could just be a couple of years or more. He'll now devote his attention to his other band, Shiny Ribs, which begins recording a new album next month. And other members will continue to work with side project The Hard Pans. Max Johnson has a solo project in the works with producer Eric Jarvis. And the band's documentary, All the Labor, is currently being screened in several U.S. cities. But if you need to see The Gourds just one more time, no worries. The band has one final Austin show this Sunday, October 27th, at Threadgill's World Headquarters. It's being heralded as the return of Sweet Mary. Austin's own Greasy Wheels announced this week they're going to start recording again. The band says it will lay down two full sets November 6th at Austin's Cactus Cafe and record it all for their next CD. The tape performance will mark Greasy founder Sweet Mary Hattersley's return to the stage following her cancer diagnosis, treatment, and recovery. In December and January, the band will film their first ever music video and go back on tour. The band tells fans, the jams have gotten even deeper, even edgier, and the Greasy sound has once again come up fresh. And MeowCon is officially underway. The annual conference for equal opportunities for women kicked off Thursday at the Renaissance Hotel in Austin. Festivities began with a Lifetime Achievement Award for the Austin Chronicle's beloved music writer Margaret Moser and rock pioneer Susie Quattro. And Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's will deliver Saturday's keynote address. There's still more activities to go. MeowCon festivities run through Sunday. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt. And you're listening to the Austin Music Experience.
Don't take advantage of a lack of understanding just because you think you could. Treat her right, treat her good, take her home and make her feel the way she should.
I'm Jody Denberg. The final Sunday of ACL Fest 2013 got washed out, but we managed to capture a few more performances before the rains came. First up is Lissy, who's based in LA now. She's originally from the Chicago area. Her new album is called Back to Forever, and it's different than her earlier folk-influenced material. She's got more of a pop-rock feel now. And from Lissy, recorded backstage at ACL 2013, this is called Further Away, Romance Police.
Is breathing, he's loving and he's leaving. Watch him go, let him go. Need him, but you're never gonna keep him. He should get used to this feeling. Watch him go, let him go. And tell anyone, tell anyone anymore. Does anyone love anyone anymore? Take what they want, they take it and run out the door. Oh, he gets far away, with every salutation. Yeah, yeah. Changing, he's been acting strange. Well, he talks, so what's he saying? Heaven knows, let him go. Cheating, you're never gonna beat him. So just shake him like a demon. Heck, you go, watch him go. Oh, I. And tell anyone, hurt anyone anymore. Tell anyone, hurt anyone anymore. You take. Does anyone love anyone anymore? Does anyone love anyone anymore? Take what they want, the ticket and run out the door. Thank you.
recorded backstage at ACL 2013. That's Lissy. I've been enjoying her since that first song we heard from her, Little Lovin', and it's been fun to hear her evolve, especially on her new album, Back to Forever. That was a live take on a song from that disc called Further Away, Romance Police. Every week on the Austin Music Experience, we have a feature named after the show. We have folks tell us about their favorite Austin Music Experience, and not just Austinites. For instance, we caught J.D. McPherson, who's from Oklahoma, backstage at ACL, and he told us about his favorite Austin Music Experience.
Hey, this is J.D. McPherson, and this is my Austin Music Experience. We were playing a certain humongous event known as South by Southwest a couple years ago. It was like one of our first things we were doing when we were kind of getting things rolling. But then we got this offer to do this show at Willie Nelson's ranch called Luck, Texas, which was, I believe it was for a Western. And they had this like old West town built. And then they had this little chapel also on the grounds. And so we played in this chapel, and they were, you know, they were saying, can you just play, you know, an acoustic guitar and sing it and stuff, because it's really small, really, really, really small. And we ended up getting all five pieces in, pianos, drums, sax, guitar, upright bass. And we played one of the most memorable, best shows we've ever played in that little chapel. I mean, there was like room enough for like 10 people in there, and it was like super quiet, and we just turned way down, and it was really intense and really cool, and it was just one of those special things. You know, you imagine Willie Nelson riding around, you know, on a horse, like checking out bands or something. But it was really cool, and I just was like, this is South by Southwest, you know, like, one minute you're looking at a gigantic Doritos bag with a DJ in top, and the next minute you're playing in an old West town in the middle of Lubbock, Texas. So it was awesome. We'll be right back.
Oklahoma's J.D. McPherson recorded live at ACL 2013 with Firebug. That song is on his album Signs and Signifiers, which has a definite 50s rockabilly feel, but J.D. told us it's the first time he ever played it acoustically. He used to be a middle school art teacher, and he used to be a punk rocker, and we continue on the Austin Music Experience with a band that helped invent punk rock, Death. Death consists of the Hackney Brothers from Detroit. They got together in 1971 after they saw Alice Cooper play, and they got back together 4 years ago after their music got re-released. There's a new film about this band, and it's called A Band Called Death. Thank you.
Benedicio.
A helping of blues today on the Austin Music Experience from Robert Cray, Side Dish, recorded live in Studio 1A from the 5-time Grammy winner. He's also a Blues Hall of Fame member, and Robert has a special relationship with Austin, not only because of his friendship with Jimmy Vaughn, but because Robert was on stage with Stevie Ray Vaughan when Stevie played his last song in Wisconsin. Prior to Robert Cray, it was Detroit's Death. Keep On Knockin', also recorded live in Studio 1A. The band paid us a visit as their new documentary, A Band Called Death, was being screened in Austin. Coming up, Steve Earle in an intimate live performance recorded in Studio 1A, and Steve shares his first Austin music experience. Now, Steve is a Texan. He's got lots of Austin music experiences. It doesn't matter where you're from. Every week, we feature one or two Austin music experiences. If you've got a notable one, we want you to share it, and we'll tell you how in a moment. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Recently, Steve Earle paid us a visit in Studio 1A. It's easy to have Steve as a guest. He's a self-starter. He's an author. He's a playwright. He's a songwriter. He's a Texas legend. Steve Earle on the Austin Music Experience.
Traveling there on a low highway, 3,000 miles to the Frisco Bay. Across the rivers wild and a lonesome place, up a coast and down and back again. I saw empty houses on dead-end streets, people lining up for something. The ghost of America watching me through the broken windows in the factory. Naked bones of a better day as I rode down the low highway. Traveling there on a low highway by the yellow moon and a light of day. Snow white crown on a mountain top, a valley down where the shadows fall. I met a man with a rifle in his hand. Been away to battle in a distant land. We taught him a hate and we taught him a kill. Now he's out on the road with a hole to fill. nobody knows the price he paid. So he's taking his toll on the low highway. Traveling down on a low highway, windows down, listening. Wheels turning round on the asphalt, same. Every sound is a prophecy. Heard an old man grumble and a young girl cry. Brick wall crumbling, white dove fly. A call for justice and a cry for peace. The voice of reason and the roar of the beast. Every mile was a prayer I prayed as I rode down the low highway.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
Steve Earle recorded live in Studio 1A with an acoustic version of the title track to his most recent album, Low Highway. As I mentioned, each week on this program, we have one or two guests who tell us about their most notable Austin music experience. We'll tell you how you can share yours, but we've got Steve to share his. In fact, it was his first Austin music experience.
I'm Steve Earle, and this is my Austin music experience.
Got to put myself back in that place again.
Well, let's see. When I was 16 or 17, no, I guess I was 17. I was really living in Houston, if I was living anywhere, and the word got out that Jerry Jeff was playing on his birthday at Castle Creek in Austin. It had become kind of a tradition. And I think it was Jerry Jeff's 33rd birthday. And I just went to the gig. I hitchhiked over from Houston. The dressing rooms were right by the door to the men's restroom, and I was coming out and I heard Gary P. Nunn telling a girl where the party was afterwards. And you know, Jerry Jeff, it was a great show, and but the best part of the experience for me was I convinced this other girl that I was invited to the party, and she had a car. And we went over and we went to the party, and Jerry Jeff was there, and Milton Carroll was there, and the guitar was going around the room. And I just kind of pulled my hat down over my eyes and stayed close to the edges.
I wanna go home with the armadillo.
And then at about 3:30 in the morning, Towns came in, and he had on a jacket that that Jerry Jeff had given him for his birthday, because their birthdays were about 10 days apart. And he started a crap game and lost every dime he had. And that jacket, and I thought, you know, my hero, and it was up to that point the greatest night in my life.
Well, it's cold. Living on the road, my friend, is gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. And she began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy's horses fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pacho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. No nobody heard his dying words. But that's the way it goes. All the federalists could hit him any day. Don't let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split through how, where he got the bread to go. Ain't nobody. All the federalists say could hit him any day. Don't let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. Poets tell how Poncho fell. Left his living in a cheap hotel. Desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, you're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, but save a beautiful Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. Now he's growing old. All the federalists say could have had him any day. Don't let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federalists say could have had him any day. Don't let him hang around. Out of kindness, I suppose.
A timeless song that never gets tired, Townes Van Zandt's Poncho and Lefty, as performed by his disciple Steve Earle, live in Studio 1A. Steve Earle shared his first Austin music experience. We want to hear your Austin music experience, your favorite Austin music experience, your first Austin music experience, your Austin music experience that no one's going to believe. Let us know, and you could be featured on our next program. Call us on our hotline, 1-800-535-5533, 1-800-535-5533. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy and Haley Howell, with assistance from Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.